The Yale Report of 1828. Due to the Industrial Revolution and the increase in agriculture in the 19th century, there were many changes that affected higher education in the United States. Issues in controversy included church versus state control of higher education, the value of the college versus that of the university, and classical curriculum versus elective courses. The last issue mentioned will be the concern here. To meet the varying demands of the community, as well as to accommodate the course of instruction to the rapid advance of the country, there was a gradual movement towards a more open, elective course of study at colleges around the United States. Advocates for a change believed that curriculum should offer vocational education so as to prepare a man for a living, and the curriculum should be relevant to commerce, industry, and agriculture. In this way, students would be able to pursue a specific plan of study so that he could learn a trade and become a positive contributor to the community in which he lived. In addition, they criticized Latin and Greek to be dead languages, which should be replaced by practical courses. On the other side of the debate was the view that traditional curriculum should stay, called the conservative view. Yale leaders are the representatives. In September 1827, Yale President Reverend Jeremiah Day organized a group of professors to discuss the future of classical curriculum. The Yale Report of 1828, being the resolution of the Committee of the Yale Corporation, was issued to rebut critics who were challenging the classical curriculum. It was made out in two parts, one containing a summary view of the plan of education at Yale and a general discussion of the nature of liberal education, composed by then-President Jeremiah Day, the other, an inquiry into the expediency of insisting on the study of the ancient languages, argues for the retention of Greek and Latin literature in the college curriculum, written by Professor James L. Kinsley. It was first issued in American Science and Art Journal as A Report on the Course of Liberal Education, later on called the Yale Report.